AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 7 patients at UCLA Medical Center have been infected with a potentially deadly bacteria, according to hospital officials. 2 of those patients have died. Our Jackie Quinn's got the latest.
UCLA says the infections may have been transmitted through endoscopes used during the diagnosis and treatment of pancreatic and bile duct problems. The 2 medical devices involved may have carried the bacteria, even though they were sterilized according to manufacturer specifications. The hospital says it's no longer using those devices and upgraded its sterilization procedures.
President Obama says we are not at war with Islam. We're at war with people who have perverted it. The president spoke at a White House summit on extremism.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
An American woman killed after being taken hostage by Islamic State militants was remembered last night in her hometown of Prescott, Arizona. Kayla Mueller's brother Eric called on those who were there to keep his sister's memory alive.
Do what she would do. If you see somebody struggling, you see somebody upset, go give them a hug. Do what Kayla would do. Make the community even stronger.
There's a new study out of how well we're eating or not. People around the world are eating more healthy foods, but there's been an even bigger jump in the amount of junk food we're eating. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation paid for this study. And we've got a new poll that suggests most Americans support increasing the minimum wage, as well as requiring employers to provide paid sick leave and parental leave. This is a new Associated Press GFK poll. This is AP Radio News. New England is getting still more snow. It started snowing again last night, and they may get 8 to 10 inches of snow before it ends today. Meanwhile, for many of the rest of us, there's Arctic cold. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
The very coldest wind chill temperatures are expected from Michigan across to the western half of New York, Pennsylvania, and then down into Kentucky, West Virginia, and much of the Appalachians extending down through North Carolina.
It's 14 degrees in Washington at the moment, but it feels like zero. Some TV fans will be able to take NBC with them. NBC is going to let viewers in 10 markets watch their local stations on their computers and mobile devices. You'll have to prove you have a cable or satellite subscription to watch online, even though the stations are available on free TV. The service is available in major cities that NBC has owned and operated local stations. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.